Hello, and welcome to Your Sparkly Brand, the podcast for badass game-changing business owners who aren't afraid to sparkle and stand out. Here, we're all about fighting the status quo and marketing and branding so that you can reach more people and make more money. Coaches, creatives, and thought leaders, here you'll discover how to become magnetic AF so that you can build and scale your sparkly empire. I'm Megan Gersh, your bold AF branding and website designer, and I'm here with my co-host, the copywriting queen, Lauren Tassie. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Hey, Megan, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What was your sparkly moment for this week?
So truth be told, I've been having kind of a rough time in my business, but I've been trying to find the little sparkly moment amongst all of that. As some of you might have heard, my TikTok account got banned this past week. And so I've been working to try to get it back. But the really amazing thing that has come out of that is like, I've just started talking about it with everybody. And like, I just feel so freaking grateful that I've built up this incredible community that's been so supportive of me throughout this. Like, TikTok is just such an instrumental part of my business. Like, it literally is like where 50% of my clients come from. And so like when this happened, it was like a big, like, what the hell am I going to do kind of moment. But people have been really, really kind and really, really helpful and reaching out to me and kind of doing whatever they can to help. And I'm just really, really appreciative of that community.
Yeah. I mean, even when something sucky happens, it's good to at least find the things that are, you know, the silver lining.
Yeah, exactly. What about you? What was your sparkly moment?
So I'm going to share more about it later, but I did just put together a new offer that's kind of a meet you where you're at kind of thing with everything that's going on in the world right now. So again, I'll spill the details on it later, but I really sort of like in a matter of week went from like, here's an idea to here's actually something out there that people can buy. So
Oh, heck yeah.
That made me feel good. Yeah.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear more about it.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what else would be super sparkly is if our listeners left us a review. If you're a fan of the pod, we'd love to hear from you. Go into Spotify or Apple or wherever and leave us stars, write some words. We really appreciate it. All right. So let's get into our topic for today. In a perfect world, you have 3 months to plan out your launch. I think I have, there's a whole podcast episode about what to do when you have 3 months and go book a massage and, you know, do this leisurely, enjoyable thing and really, you know, lean into it. That is not what this episode is about. This episode is all about launching in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, a very crunched amount of time. Can you do it? Should you do it? What's a good situation to do it in? We're talking about that. You know, I just launched this offer within a week. We're going to sort of give you the what you need to focus on, what you need to hand off, the to-do list if it's a completely different situation than the ideal situation. So maybe the reason you want to launch so quickly isn't like you need to make money right now. Sometimes it's like, oh no, I got a tax bill and I got to pay that. Or sometimes it's that you're super inspired to launch. That's what my thing came out of, was I was just like, this is something new and exciting and I just want to get it out there now. I don't want to have to plan for 3 months. The world needs it now. Whatever the reason, you can do this. It's going to take a lot of work and you're going to need to get some help. But with our plan, you can launch your offer ASAP.
So a few things that you need to consider before you jump into a launch. So in the best case scenario, this is already an existing proven offer that you have already tested with your audience. If you already know that that thing is going to generate sales, you're going to be in a way better position than trying to launch something brand new. So that probably will also mean that you have the foundation in place. You probably already have some assets in place that you can rinse and reuse. You likely just need to tap back into those assets, see if there's anything you need to tweak as far as like copy or deadlines or dates or any of that kind of thing. And hopefully it's not that big of a deal to, you know, make those changes and get everything prepped. The other thing is that if you wanted to use this fast launch process for like a low ticket or a free offer, that's also an option. So maybe you just want to build your email list, or you are, like you said, like feeling inspired, or you got an idea that you want to act on, or you just want to like start testing something out with your audience. If you're able to put together something quickly for it, you know, if you are confident that your idea is something that your audience is actually going to need, like you said, you know, just go for it. But this is totally possible with those low ticket or free offers. And lastly, you're going to need a warm audience. So especially if you're going to be selling on social, those leads need to be warmed up a little bit. You need to have been providing some education to them, some, you know, some value-based content to them. And so with that shorter timeline, there's not really a lot of time in there to warm up those leads. And so it helps to have that warm audience in place where you can just start selling to them right away. And there's not really any time in that timeline either for any type of like paid advertising or any of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think like the overarching theme is to know your people and know what they need. And that's sort of the perfect situation for a quick launch. If you're really like starting something new or testing things out, you can launch it quickly, but you're probably not going to see much results, but if you just like want to get that thing out there and you know this is what your people need, I say go for it. All right. So the next thing, you have to get help. Like, let's be honest. There's no way you're going to, you know, launch a course in a week unless you have somebody doing the design and somebody doing the copy and somebody helping you with social media. Like, you need help. So admit that. That's step one. Step two is to hire a VA if you don't already have one, or let your VA know that like, hey, we got stuff coming up. Are you available this week to like work twice as much? It's good to let them know that, because then they can be available and not, you know, overworking if they're juggling other clients. Meg and I each have a way you could work with us. We'll share more about that in a bit. The second thing is, and this goes with any launch, but even when you're in a rush, set some goals, right? You need like measurable numbers that you know you can, not even that you can hit, but just something that you can go back and measure it by. And that could be sales. It could be number of students, number of leads, any sort of number metric. It doesn't just have to be, you know, how much money you made. Jumping into a fast launch without that sort of direction will leave you frustrated and exhausted, and you will have no clue as to whether or not you actually achieved anything. And once you've got that done, now you've got to plan it, right? Instead of just like jumping into writing social media posts, map it all out on calendar, figure out what you need. What do you have that you can repurpose? What do you need to create right now? What can you outsource? And then you want to schedule when everything's going to get done. Prioritizing the most important things first is actually going to like move the needle and generate sales versus what is just sort of busy work, and being realistic about how long things will take while also not giving yourself too much time. It's sort of that fine line between how much time you need versus how much time something could take up, and then sticking to your schedule, like keeping yourself accountable.
Yeah. One thing I want to add to that too, is that most of the time in a launch, like you need more assets than you like originally think you're going to need. Like it's a lot more posts and, you know, reaching out to your audience than you think you're actually going to. And like a lot of the time when you're actually in that, like I know at least when I'm launching something, like I can tend to feel like I'm like getting repetitive and like saying the same thing over and over. The fact of the matter is, like, especially on like social media, like not everybody sees every post, not everybody sees every email. Emails go to spam. There's just like a ton of different factors where like you need to make sure that you are getting the message out there. And that's why it takes so many assets to get this thing moving.
Yeah. It's also something like, you know, email open rates or your social metrics. Like you only get that information once you're already in it. And that's when you might be like, you know what? Oh, we need another email. We got to remind people about this. And it's, you just kind of got to go with the flow no matter how long you have to launch.
Yeah, exactly. So the next thing that we want to talk about is actually taking that action. So this is where you do the damn thing. You create the assets, you schedule things out, you go live to promote. Going live can be a really, really great way to reward those fast action takers. You can always give them a special discount code or some kind of bonus offer, that kind of thing. And just also make sure to take breaks where you need to and schedule in that self-care if it's possible so that you don't get burned out. And then after the launch is done, you always want to make sure that you sit down and do some analysis on how it went. You know, maybe that time crunch was exactly what you needed to see those results that you were craving, and just take that as an opportunity to kind of really dissect what worked and what didn't.
One of the biggest factors to launching quickly is getting help. The more you can outsource, the more energy you will have to be the leader of your business and show up as your best self for the launch. So Meg and I each have a package that's designed to help you launch quickly. Like I know graphics and visuals are such a huge part of any launch. What can I do if I'm stressing about how I'm going to get it all done?
So I created what is called the Launch Prep VIP Day, which is essentially a day where we would work super closely together. It's a day where essentially I'm going to be your dedicated designer to get as many launch assets created as possible in our time together. So the way that it works is you would book the day that you want to work together. You set the priorities for that day. So I send you some onboarding documentation. You set up the priorities. And then when that day rolls around, we have a quick check-in call in the morning. And then I get to work on the assets that you want me to work on. And I check in with you a few times throughout the day just to get revisions in, as well as, you know, check in to make sure that I'm on the right track. And then by the end of the day, I deliver any assets that you might need for your launch. So this could include slide decks, social media templates, different email templates, any kind of graphical assets that you might need for your launch. I create all of them for you.
Awesome. And so my new offer is very similar to yours. It's called a copy glow up day. It's designed for this cornerstone piece of your copy that just needs something more. Maybe it's a year or two old. Maybe you've got a big course launch coming up. Maybe you have like a big investor meeting coming up and you just need a little zhuzhing on your copy. I have in the past not really offered like intensives just because copy requires the editing and the refining process. But if we're working with an existing piece of copy, we can get it looking good in just a day. So it's very similar. We start in the morning. This is great for 5 to 8 pages of website copy, a long form sales page, or a sales email sequence. That's really what this is designed for. You send it to me. We'll meet in the morning and talk about what's missing, what's working, and then I'll spend the rest of the day optimizing, editing, revising, tweaking, and really implementing a bold brand voice so your copy stands out and grabs attention. And that's all done within a day instead of 4 to 6 weeks, which is a normal timeline for my projects. So if you want to hear more about a Copy Glow Up Day, you can go to the link in the show notes below. If you want to hear more about Meg's Launch Prep VIP Day, there'll be a link to the show notes as well. And we would love to chat with you about that if you're interested.
And that's our episode. I hope that this episode gave you a little bit of inspiration for your next launch. And until next time, stay sparkly.